Hi, good morning, Elias.
And how are you proceeding, my friend?
I'm proceeding very well. I was just speaking with Mary about a lot of the coronavirus stuff, and I was determined not to breach that subject with you because so many people have already been asking about it, and I've been reading that information, so...
Well,
I've got a bunch of impression questions, but just before that, I've got a couple of things for some other people. Regarding Jonas's gallbladder, which he had removed, and he has some kidney stones and a fatty liver, is there anything that you could offer, any advice on... Well, for him, but also for me, on which energy centers I can help balance and align to bring his body consciousness back into well-being regarding these ailments?
Very well. One moment. I would say energy centers to concentrate on would be red, yellow, blue.
And in bringing those into emergence and using your loop exercise up and down the body, could that be beneficial with those three centers?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, perfect. I'll use that with him. Thank you. And Gail, William was wanting me to ask if you have any suggestions for him in addressing ego.
In relation to what with ego?
Maybe in regarding to interaction with his grandson, Kelly. Yeah, that's a really good question. That's all that Gail texted me to ask you, so I'll have to get some more information and then maybe we can ask again. But and then, well, less to do with ego, is there any suggestion with his interaction with his grandson Kelly that he isn't already perceiving that would be helpful with bridging that connection?
Engage, but to simply be willing to be responsive when being engaged. Okay. Are you understanding?
Yeah, I am understanding. And I think,
but in that, it is being in a position of allowing oneself to follow rather than lead and rather than initiate, and not to express in manners of what to do or how to do.
Okay.
In that also, I would say checking in with oneself in relation to what is perceived to be right directions or not right directions. Not necessarily wrong directions, but right directions or not right directions. And actually reevaluating that in relation to what is actually genuinely important.
Okay. I will pass that information on. I'm sure Gail will appreciate it. Thank you.
Welcome.
So I have a question. I had an impression, actually even before that, just before the session today, I had a impression that another essence was merging with me. And I have been practicing identifying other energies, but I didn't have an impression on who that essence was. Would you be able to tell me who that essence was that was merging?
One moment. This would be essence of Lyle, L-Y-L-E.
Okay, is that, would you be able to, can you tell me more about Lyle? Is that a new connection or is
that? I would say no.
No.
I would say that you have engaged many experiences, pastly and some futurely, with this essence, and that you are simply connecting with it again now. Sometimes, this is not unusual, sometimes you may be considerably connected with another essence and have a number of experiences with another essence, but not necessarily in one particular physical focus. And at times when that happens, the essences may choose to be connecting in some other manner other than physical interaction with each other.
Okay. And because that connection felt very different from when I was practicing connecting with the the mantis being energy, but it felt like it came in the same way. When I'm merging, and I always feel the emergence from the left side of the left temple, I usually associate that with one essence or another, but is that just my way of feeling that emergence, that it's always going to come in
from
the left?
That is your method of identifying it to this point, but that isn't the only method that you can be connecting. This is simply what you are familiar with.
Okay. Okay.
And that presently, this is a time framework of expanding, and expanding in many different capacities, using the information in manners in which you are expanding to be incorporating it in a realistic capacity, not simply concept. Therefore, expanding how you engage, what you do, how you do it, how you define things, and in that, being open to new and different resentments that you can, also expanding the interactions that you engage with other essences. Are you understanding?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Okay. So, and then with Lyle in particular, my impression is that that would be expanding certain abilities in this physical objective focus. Is that correct?
And, yes.
What abilities specifically, because I noticed he connected when I was out in nature. Is it something to do with wildlife, animals, birds, plants?
I would say that it is enhancing your experience of interconnectedness.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, it felt like that too. I wanted to ask you, Elias, and I feel like I know what you're going to say already, but I had an impression that I'm altering my orientation from soft to intermediate. And I wanted to tell you that almost feel like I don't like to be interactive as much as I used to be, and that I'm creating more movement inwardly like an intermediate. Is there any...
I would say that is somewhat of a misinterpretation.
Yeah.
And what I would say is that is more you moving in a genuine soft direction. That intermediate individuals are not so much non-interactive. Soft individuals are much more likely to be engaging in directions alone and being less interactive with people.
Okay.
Intermediate individuals, they generally don't engage with many people at the same time, but But they also are much more comfortable if they are in proximity with other individuals, if there is an availability of other individuals. Soft people generally are much more inclined to integrate much more time alone and to be more introspective and to be more interactive with other energies, not necessarily other people.
Ah, okay. And imagination comes into play there a lot more.
Yes, and I would say also soft individuals incorporate a tendency not only to be interactive with other energies, but with themselves.
Okay, yeah. I had previously understood that was much more of an intermediate attribute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that is definitely much more of a soft expression than an intermediate expression.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you for clarifying that.
You are very welcome.
I wanted to ask you about... I've had some surgery recently. I've had my thyroid removed, and they've found another lumpy mass in my sinus cavity, which will need to be removed. And I had an impression that that's definitely to do with my political focus type. But I just wanted to get your impression of what these lumps in my neck and my head represent within energy, because I'm not sure if it's an overstimulated blue center or an underused blue center. Every time I try to sense the blue center, I see this murky green color and it's off to the left. It's spinning almost in reverse. And so is that a correct assessment of my blue center?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would say that it is more underexpressed than overexpressed.
Okay. So why do I struggle to, when I'm engaging my centers, blue is like, I find it very difficult to even visualize the color blue and to spin my blue correctly versus other centers, which seem to be able to connect to much better. Is there another method that I could use to spin the blue at the correct revolution and bring it into alignment, specifically to me?
Encourage you not necessarily to concentrate on the spin of that energy center so much as actually practicing engaging it more, and the spin will automatically adjust itself. Now, what I would say to you is how you could begin doing that is I would encourage you to begin with humming.
Mm-hmm.
And then to move in a direction of expanding that singing.
Okay.
The humming, beginning with the humming is important because humming engages a very different action than singing. It engages your vocal cords and your throat very differently. And in that, it strengthens the energy in that area. Then I would express that when you have been doing that for a time framework, you can expand it into the action of singing. Now, let me say to you, first of all, humming, you can actually engage a wider range of notes than you may be able to in singing.
Okay.
And therefore, it allows you to open that energy center. It is opening the energy of that energy center to be more expansive. Then the action of singing is also very constructive because this does much more than you would necessarily expect, because it is an action that is interactive. Even if you aren't singing with anyone else in proximity to you, even if your idea is no one knows that you are singing, remember, everything is interconnected. And it is an action that, regardless of whether you actually have an audience or not, singing is a very interactive expression. And it is a very sharing expression. This is the reason that you will notice that in every religion, there is an expression of singing that is involved in one manner or another, because that action is perceived to be highly spiritual, but also very much connecting with spirit, with God, with other spirits. In this, it doesn't matter whether you believe in any of those directions or not. The action is the same. And in that, it allows you to be expressing that connectedness with other essences, even if you aren't directing that action of singing in relation to any particular essence or expression. That doesn't matter. It accomplishes that action anyway.
Okay.
And that allows you to unblock that energy center and allows you to unblock that energy expression.
I feel for me, in me, that center's been blocked for several years. And I I noticed it also in my connection, in my practicing for an energy exchange with the three ETs that Gail, William and Azul were noticing, that that center just wasn't able to accommodate any further interaction because it was not closed, but it just wasn't available. So in using the humming and the singing to unblock and expand that center, is the possibility of an energy exchange more likely, with my blue center more open and available?
If that is what you want to engage, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Great, thank you for that. I wanted to ask some focus impressions, and these have been, I've had some of these for quite a long time. Some of them I did get from Isham, but I'm not sure which one, so I'm just going to ask you now anyway. Female future focus called Mala in 2140. I would see her with a lilac colored dress. Is she an energy worker in the floating city?
Yes.
Okay. And also in the floating city in the 2300s, is a young Japanese male with a beard. He seems frustrated at only being more of a worker bee type of professional position. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is it helpful for him for me to be lending energy towards his purpose?
I would encourage you to be expressing a creative energy. Therefore, perhaps lending to inspiration.
Okay. Yeah. And then my focus in the 4th century, the bodyguard, he's a bodyguard to a lord or a king. I think he's Roman, but has much more kind of international ties. And he's raised in a wealthy family that connected him to royalty. His name is Matthias, correct? With M-A-T-H-A-E-U-S?
A-E-U-S, yeah.
Okay. And I see a lot of blood around this man, like a lot of war and killing, just because that's his job. Is that correct?
You are correct.
And that he's aligned with two mold?
Yes.
Is he still, or he's lending me energy and supportiveness in a financial kind of arena, like a strategy? Is that still correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then my focus in the 12th century, a very serene Japanese man with a long beard. He's focused as a father to Azul and a husband to William. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and the focus name is Heiko. And his profession is he's a sword maker, or he has final approval of the swords once they're made. Is that correct?
I would say that he was the sword maker and had many apprentices, and therefore then eventually was the one in the position of being in approval of those that were subsequently made.
Okay. And William, in the role of the wife there, is very much a traditional Japanese female wife of the time.
Correct.
Yeah. And then moving on to another Japanese focus of with the name Jinko, who is a male prostitute in Japan. In 1644, he's either 32 or 38 years old. Which of those?
32.
Okay. And he has a pale green focus energy signature, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then my female focus in the 1960s, a lady named Judy. She is black, very rebellious, and Vold aligned. Is that correct?
Yeah.
She's common.
All right.
And she lived in Alabama, and I used to feel her whispering in my left ear. Is that correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Okay. The time I was writing these focus impressions, Judy was still alive and has a very peaceful energy, almost like an Alzheimer's transition. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I had an impression that she has a son called Nathan, who's a civil rights attorney. Correct?
Yes, that is correct, also.
Okay.
Say that you are quite adept at this.
It's very focus impressions and numbers always feel very easy to me, and the more I get the more impressions about them I get, the more I trust it immediately. It's never a second guess.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I've got a couple more. There's a present focus, a young man with blonde curly hair in Greece, named Anthos, A-N-T-H-O-S. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And he's Vold aligned.
Yes.
Okay. And very in tune with his body also. I was thinking maybe he tried gymnastics at one point, or became a prostitute. Okay, which makes sense to me. and then he also smoked cigarettes. There was some involvement with crime, which he wished he could escape. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and then my impulse is to want to protect him from harm. What energy would you suggest I connect with him in terms of helping him?
I would say you are already doing that.
Okay, yeah. And he's moved out of that dangerous situation because of my interaction, correct?
It was helpful, yes.
Okay. My focus impression with Jeremiah, we were writing these dinosaur-type creatures. Which planet and time is that? I had some impression of Mars, but it was a different dimension. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. It isn't actually Mars, but a very similar planet, yes.
Okay. Mars when it had vegetation and forests, or some type of planet that had...
Yes, in that dimension, it does.
Okay. My focus, who's a cousin to the Essence Philip, my friend Zoltan, in the 1300s, where Philip was born in Flandre, that's not a similar tone because it feels very difficult to get impressions of my focus at that time. Is that correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah, and it doesn't feel... It feels like it's very challenging to access that focus. Is there... have I had a lot of focuses with Philip?
Yes.
It's something in the hundreds, like 167?
You are correct.
Thank you. The numbers, when I get those impressions, like just right now, that number just popped into my mind. So that seems like it's a very easy connection to get those impressions.
I agree. And I am definitely acknowledging you in that.
Thank you. This one I wrote down ages ago, years ago, is the Belgian actor Matthias Schoenaerts an observing focus of mine? Okay. And then some other impressions of other people. My buddy Brandon, he belongs to Zuli and aligns to Two Molds and is intermediate.
That is correct.
Is he thought focused or emotional?
Political.
Oh, political. Same as me. Okay. So belonging to Zuli and political, is that one of the reasons why I feel so connected to him?
One of, yes.
But also we've shared many focuses together, often as brothers, sometimes like an uncle, nephew, or a father or son, and mostly male focuses, correct?
You are definitely correct.
Okay, and is his essence name Pepe?
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. Pepe and I also have ET focuses together. One is as an engineer, pilots of craft like large jellyfish type creatures in the year 2440. Is that correct? Okay. And is Pepe connected to my own brother of Daniel?
Meaning?
Meaning like a fragment of, or there's some fragmentation down the line.
Not the same essence, but I would express yes in relation to fragmentation.
Okay. And is there any other reason to why I have such a strong draw to Brandon? Is it because we have so many shared focuses?
Correct.
Okay. But also to do with the Zuli family belonging.
I would say it is more in relation to the familiarity and the experiences.
Okay. And then Eli, I had an impression that he's Zuli belonging, Samafi aligned, and soft. Is that correct?
Correct.
And also political focused?
Correct.
An essence name, Merish, Merisch.
Yes, add an E at the end.
Add an E, exactly. That's what I wrote before. Thank you. My friend Fanny, is she Ilda belonging, Tumult aligned, and common?
Correct.
She's political focus, and her essence name is Marguerite with an E on the end. Thank you. Then my friend Malcolm is Zuli belonging, Ilda aligned, and common.
Yeah.
Okay. I had trouble with that because I kept thinking he was intermediate. Given my misunderstandings with intermediate wanting to be self-isolating all the time, but settled on common. So thank you for validating that.
Very welcome.
Maureen, my mom, who's disengaged, she belonged to Samafi and aligned with Samari, and she was soft. And her essence name was Iris.
Actually, that was a focus name that she incorporated in several focuses that you shared together.
Ah.
Therefore, that is understandable that you would connect with that because it is very familiar to you.
Okay. So then what is her essence name?
One moment. Essence name, Fiona.
Fiona, okay. That's interesting. I didn't get any impressions of that at all. So that's,
actually understandable, my friend, because I would say you have had many experiences with this individual, many focuses, and I would say that she also has incorporated some what you would see as preferences in relation to names that physical focus she incorporated repeatedly.
Yeah.
And many of the focuses that you share together, she has had those repeated names. Not always the same one, but repeated names in many of the focus it. Therefore, they would likely be names that would come to you more easily.
Okay. And she's also a dispersed essence, correct, Fiona? She was in transition for the last 8 years before she passed?
Yes.
And then, does she have a parallel counterpart with William, both fragmented from Molgar?
Yeah.
Okay. And her bird connection, she's had this incredible connection with birds. Is that relation to her male focus of St. Francis of Assisi?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for validating that. And a couple more. So my friend Corey, she's Vold belonging, aligned with Zuli and soft orientation.
Reverse the family.
Ugh, I knew that. Okay, thank you. Trust the first impressions, huh?
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah. my friend Steffi, his family is Sumari, and he's aligned with Zuli, and orientation is common.
Correct.
Oh, okay. An essence name, Silo, S-Y-L-O-W?
Correct.
My friend Carlo, his family is Ilda and aligns with Zuli and is common, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, my friend Philip, again, Zoltan, we're partially focused together, both aligned with Milame in a sort of a dream time, time when there were dinosaurs, correct?
Correct.
Okay. My friend Lanan, her essence name, I had two impressions, both very different. One was Ahmit or Blake. Ahmit is spelled A-H-E-M-I-T.
That would be correct.
Okay. What? And then is Blake a focus of hers?
Yes.
Okay. A man in the military in the 1940s?
Yes.
Okay. Who flew planes in World War II.
You are correct.
Okay, thank you. I just got that impression just now. Just a couple more impressions. Azul's focus of Myla, the Vold focus who can fly that we've had some experiences together. Does she have more desire to connect with me in information? And what is that connection about?
Now, what is your impression?
Well, my whole life I've had dreams of flying, and I always wake up with these dreams. Sometimes I feel very grounded, stuck to the earth, or pulled with gravity to the earth, not able to take off. But my impression of Myla is that she can very simply fly off the floating city, and she's already achieved that ability. Is it in support of or lending energy in my pursuit of that here in this focus?
Yes, I would definitely agree with that.
Okay. And she has a cream and lilac energy signature, correct?
Yes. Yes, you are correct.
Okay. Is there any... What? Just so I understand, what's the... What would be the benefit of me spending time connecting with that focus other than... It's becoming lighter in energy, isn't it? It's not so much physically being able to take off and fly around, but it's just lightening my energy.
Yes, precisely. That it is a benefit because it does move in the direction of lightening your energy. And I would also say helping you to understand how to do that at certain times intentionally.
Right, yes. Okay, I'm going to investigate that a little bit more. John Edward, my impression is his family is Gramada, and he's aligned with Sumathi, and he's common, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And then final impression there is that Thomas Tull is belonging to Zuli, aligned Sumathi, essence name Troy. Thank you. Well, do we have some shared focuses, Troy and myself, Ashtaria?
Yes.
There's a very strong physical, I guess, attraction there. And so were those other focuses in more intimate relationships? Okay. Okay. Cool. Thank you for that.
You are very welcome.
It's definitely a fun thing for me to sit and access that, and the more I do it, it just seems to flow instantly in the spot without any kind of striving to reach for the information or hindrance. It's just there. So
I entirely agree, and I am very encouraging of you in that direction because it does move in a direction in which you then automatically trust yourself more and more, which is significant.
Yeah. Exactly. Is Ashtaria a continuing focus? Okay. I'm still not entirely sure what that is. I know there's a lot of information you've given already, so...
I would say, very simply, that it is simply a designation of most of the focuses. And then there is one focus that is designated as an initiating and one that is a final, but that has no bearing on re-manifesting because none of your focuses re-manifest. They are all occurring simultaneously. The only difference in relation to any focuses is that one is designated in a position in which it signals all of the other focuses either to initiate and engage in the reality or to disengage. But that doesn't mean that they all disengage at the same time.
Right.
They all disengage in their own time, in their own choice of how to be disengaging and when, but once engaged, the essence is no longer participating in that physical reality.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
In a physical sense, therefore, in physical manifestation, the essence may be participating with that physical reality, but not in physical manifestation.
Right. And then, is Ashtarya fragmented from Ashtar? Or the reverse?
The reverse.
That's what I thought. Yeah. And then the silver, white, pale blue energy signature in almost like a crescent moon. This is another essence. Is that Lyle or who?
Correct.
So then I've been sensing Lyle's energy for quite a number of years.
I would agree, yeah.
Okay.
It is very familiar. You simply haven't engaged with that essence in this particular focus in a physical capacity, which is what I was expressing to you previously in this conversation. That when that happens, when an individual is not engaging physically with another essence that is very familiar and most likely a soulmate, oftentimes they will engage in another manner, which is what you've been doing.
Okay. Well, I will look forward to rekindling that connection now that I'm a bit more able to identify his energy. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Jonas wanted me to ask you why he's been engaging insomnia, particularly in the last 3 nights. I already feel like I know the answer because it's in relation to coronavirus and fear and anxiety over that. But what is your impression?
I would say the same. I would say that it is in relation to mass energy and the unrest and uneasiness with the mass energy, and that is engaging individuals in many different capacities, and it can very easily be disruptive in relation to sleep. Okay. I would say age actions that promote definite relaxation before going to bed, and in that also attempting to buffer out some of these mass energies, that will help. And also being aware not to be expressing as much anxiety and stress or tension as possible.
Okay. Avoiding social media and news outlets can be helpful in lessening the...
That definitely can be helpful. I would express that the more an individual can avoid the media, the better.
Yeah.
Because the media presently is simply
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to save my other questions regarding the teleportation trips and my training to sense energy with Togi for next time. I feel like that deserves a whole session in itself in relation to untangling energies. So I look forward to that next time. And we are run out of time for today, Helias. Thank you so, so much.
Very well. I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, my friend. And I am tremendously encouraging of you. And I would also express a great acknowledgement in how you have been building your trust. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Welcome. Tremendous love, dear friend, and great supportiveness as always. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Thank you, Elias.